local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Getting started a little bit early here on a Monday afternoon. Our apologies there. A little shoddy signal from Channel 3 there on their opening block there. So we are hopping in here to kick off another week. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. With that, we say good afternoon. Happy Monday. May not be a very happy Monday for many of you, and we are here for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Text line is 850-437-1620. I was the one on the couch last week.
Yep.
And now if you would like to be on our couch, we are here for you today.
Absolutely.
Austin and I are here to listen to all of your vents and rants and say, hey, I wish there was something we could do for you, but there's nothing that I can do. But time is a great healer. That's the best we got. But so we will talk about it here because, of course, it is the top story around here. Florida State, after a 13-0 regular season, left out of the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
I do know who you can blame.
Yes.
It is not Georgia.
No?
It is not even the College Football Playoff Committee. I will tell you who that is coming up in a little bit. Text line 850-437-1620. We'll talk about this more in our state headlines here because we have a lot of lawmakers that are coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Bipartisan support for the Seminoles. We got the House Democratic leader. We got Senator Rick Scott. We got Donald Trump all weighing in on this. So we'll get what they have to say here. If you want to let us know your thoughts, we welcome them. 850-437-1620. That is the text line. It's always open. Traffic line, if you are out and about, you see anything problematic, let us know. 850-262-6111. Getting started a little bit sooner than we normally do here, so just after 4:05, we'll get started with our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin, what's the story out there?
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are dealing with some backups here and there. The main one right now is if you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road, there is some serious congestion towards what's that? Kimstrand Road. If you are there, expect some serious hiccups until further notice. Not only that, but on North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, that is got some congestion developing at the moment. And on Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards that's Burgess Road, my bad. If you are traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that's backed up as well. And Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Palafox. Those are the hardest hitters from what I can see right now in Pensacola. As for Santa Rosa County, per usual, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to get over Blackwater River into downtown Milton, we've got a lot of traffic backing up there this time of day.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather forecast for this evening and beyond, meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Jacket weather has returned to Northwest Florida. We're going to get cooler as we head into the middle of the work week. Tuesday, we're waking up in the 40s for low temperatures and highs on Tuesday only in the low to mid 60s, partly cloudy skies. And believe it or not, Wednesday and Thursday, even colder. We'll have low temperatures in the 30s and 40s and high temperatures only in the mid to upper 50s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. Right now it's 68 degrees, going to be mostly cloudy throughout the night tonight, down to 44 for the low, a little bit cooler tomorrow with a high of around 63, and 57 for a high with mostly sunny skies coming up on Wednesday. 4:09 here, News Radio 92.3, text line 850-437-1620. Taking a look at some of our local headlines today, that Santa Rosa County deputies say a homeless man sexually abused a young girl after being invited to stay with her family. According to Channel 3, 31-year-old Trevor Johnson is charged with capital sexual battery and molestation of a victim under 12 years old. Investigators say Johnson had been living with a friend across the street when he had to move out in early November, and the family allowed him to move in because, quote, he seemed like a nice person, is smart, articulate, has a job, and was good with kids. So Johnson allegedly assaulted the child while her grandparents went outside to smoke a cigarette. Johnson was inside the home on the couch. The girl was sitting on the couch as well. And that's when the alleged incident happened. Johnson now being held on $1 million bond. Also, a deadly shooting over the weekend here in Pensacola. Escambia Sheriff's Office says the suspect now in custody across state lines. 24-year-old Isaiah Colley was arrested in Roanoke, Alabama. He's accused of shooting a man in the chest, killing him Saturday night on North Tarragona Street. And he's currently awaiting extradition back to Escambia County. This morning, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson joining Andrew on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, last week we told you about the federal inmate that died after a use of force incident involving a deputy at the Santa Rosa County Jail. Sheriff Johnson with some more context around that.
Yeah, basically, he was a problem inmate. And when the Federal Bureau of Prisons has an inmate they can't handle, they bring him to us. And he was one of those guys, apparently, and I don't know this for sure, but what I'm hearing is he escaped from a prison in Orlando. They put him in Pensacola. He was just too problematic for them to handle, so they brought him to my jail. And as soon as he got to our jail, he started acting out as well.
A deputy involved not been identified. FDLE is investigating the inmate death, and no additional information will be released until that investigation is complete. There is some racing happening at the Five Flags Speedway this afternoon. The Snowflake and Outlaws races had to be moved from Saturday due to the heavy rain, and they are taking place this afternoon. Ty Majeski, the winner of the Snowball Derby yesterday, so hopefully those who were out there this weekend, maybe you're out there today, having fun, enjoying those festivities there. Also, a big turnout for the free health medical dental clinic over at Milton High School this weekend.
And I was just the shock amount of people was ahead of me.
Yeah, there were a lot of people camped out overnight Friday at Milton High School's parking lot to be first in line. It was put on by the nonprofit Remote Area Medical and staffed by volunteer medical teams. Some of those local medical and dental teams taking part in that as well. So a very cool event happening there. 412 here, News Radio 92.3. We'll take care of a couple state headlines here, get another traffic and weather update, and then we'll tackle the top of mind here with Florida lawmakers regarding Florida State here. So first up in our state headlines, the head of the Republican Party of Florida will not resign over the rape accusation he's facing. Party chairperson Christian Ziegler sent an email to party members saying that the accusation is false and he won't let it distract him from his mission to save the country. Governor DeSantis has called for Ziegler to step down while the investigation plays out.
And Florida senators are calling for a ban on travel to and from China. Senators Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, and three other Republican senators wrote to the White House asking for a travel ban. The letter was sent in response to a rise in respiratory illnesses like pneumonia in the country. The senators write that we should immediately restrict travel between the U.S. and China until we know more about the dangers posed by this new illness. Yeah.
By the way, I was so excited about our local and state headlines today that I completely omitted our top three stories, so let me do that. The Biden administration is urging Israel to do more to avert civilian casualties as the military operations in southern Gaza are ramping up.
We do not want to see a military campaign in the south that looks like the north. We do not want to see the same level of mass displacement.
That's Matt Miller with the State Department. He says the U.S. is monitoring the operations very closely. Also, the White House blaming Iran for attacks on three commercial ships in the Red Sea yesterday.
Three vessels that are connected to 14 different nations, which goes to show you the extent to which this is truly a source of global concern and a threat to international peace and stability.
That's Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, telling reporters the attacks were carried out by Houthi rebels from Yemen that were enabled by Iran. The USS Kearney shot down several drones after receiving distress calls from the ships. And House Speaker Mike Johnson believes he has enough votes to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Johnson says the inquiry has become a necessary step, and Republicans indicated to the House that the vote could, they could vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry as early as this week. Those are our top three stories, traffic and weather together at 4:15.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only auto dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So, yeah, taking another look at our traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're seeing some congestion building up on North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 or head a little bit further north towards Olive, expect some backups to hold you up just a little bit there. As for Pine Forest Road, I did want to take a moment to mention this. Pine Forest Road is not dealing with much congestion at all at the moment, which is almost foreign to us here at News Radio 92.3. But on West 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound towards, what's the name of this road again? Forgive me.
Oh, I don't know.
Kim Strand Road. Oh, okay. I keep forgetting that one. If you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, we've got some pretty severe backups there that probably won't lessen anytime soon, unfortunately. Other than that, the intersection with Brent Lane and Beverly Parkway with North Palafox Street, that entire intersection is developing congestion, but it's not too bad at the moment. So if you're in that area, you might want to get out while you can. As for Santa Rosa County, this is the last big one. We've been dealing with some congestion towards downtown Milton, especially if you're trying to come over Blackwater River, though the congestion has seemingly died down some.
All right, thank you very much. Looking at the weather forecast,
we have drier and much cooler weather as we go through the next couple of days. Tuesday, we're waking up in the 40s, and high temperatures will only get into the low to mid 60s, partly cloudy skies. And then Wednesday and Thursday, the chill really sets in. We'll see low temperatures in the 30s and 40s on Wednesday, Thursday, and highs will only be in the upper 50s. If you're looking for your next chance of rain, we're watching next weekend, Saturday into Sunday, a decent chance for rain coming up. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. 68 degrees right now. Cloudy overnight tonight, 44 for the low. All right. So Florida lawmakers want the same answers FSU football fans want. Mm. Here's House Democratic leader Fentress Driscoll.
I support Florida State using any sort of legal method that it has to get the recourse that it needs.
Senator Rick Scott going with the strongly worded letter to the committee wanting answers on how the decision was reached. State Senator Corey Simon, who of course played at FSU, accusing ESPN and Disney of having a vested interest in the SEC being in the playoff, adding that lawsuits should be filed. Donald Trump taking to Truth Social, saying FSU was treated very badly by the committee. And a really bad lobbying effort. Let's blame DeSanctimonious. His words, not mine.
Great marketing there.
So, Austin, I'll give you the floor here. Your initial thoughts here as we lament and mourn FSU's exclusion from the Final Four.
Well, and I do want to say that I've covered college football for a few years. I try my best to be impartial.
As you are wearing a Wake Forest jersey and hat currently.
Exactly, yes. And that's the thing. I mean, for those who don't know, while it's not a competitive rivalry, it is a historical one between Wake Forest and Florida State. So if anything, I would be happy they'd miss out. But no, I am actually livid here. FSU just fell victim to something that we've never before seen in the college football playoff. An unbeaten Power 5 champ misses out and in favor of a team that was four spots below them and lost by double digits at home. This is just unbelievable to me. I mean, and the thing is, it's under circumstances that I've never before been seen. You put Florida State in the top four in spite of their quarterback issues. They beat a top 15 ranked conference opponent, Louisville, by double digits. You beat them 16-6. It wasn't a blowout, but it was a convincing win, and it was on a neutral site. And you drop them? That doesn't make any sense. In what scenario has that happened before? where it's a win and you're in situation, they win and they're out. That just, that doesn't make any sense. And the thing is, just 2 years ago, we saw that it was a matter of most deserving, not who was the best. We saw Cincinnati get in, a group of five team. They had played two Power Five level opponents, and one of them was Indiana, who stinks. And now you've got Florida State playing 11 Power 5 teams. That's more than Bama has played this year. You've got them playing 11. They don't get in. The difference, Alabama was number one in 2018. You couldn't take their playoff appearance away from them. You should have taken it away from them this year, and all of a sudden you flip the criteria on its head. You got to make the stars align to get the Bama, the Crimson Tide in there. It's unbelievable. I mean, I am stammering at times through that entire rant because I am that upset. It's crazy to me.
I'm going to tell you who Florida State fans should be the most upset at, and yes. It is not Georgia, although that would be the second team, because if Georgia wins, this is not even a discussion
moot point.
Or debate.
Yeah.
It's not the playoff committee. It is the ACC commissioner, Jim Phillips, and here's why. We should have had a 12-team playoff this year.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to do that. This was going to be a quick fix. We were going to go to 12 teams. Everybody's happy. All the Power 5 teams get in. You got your five or six at-large teams. Notre Dame's probably in, depending on if they have two losses or three.
Mm-hmm.
There were three commissioners, the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Pac-12, that set up an alliance that is worth as much as the toilet paper that I used 10 minutes ago. And these three commissioners blocked the expansion of the playoff for reasons that are only known to them. I have a feeling it had to do with the feeling that the SEC was the one pulling the strings. They didn't like that Texas and Oklahoma had gone to the SEC, and they were like, all right, so we're just not going to let you get your way this time, and we're going to keep it at four teams. And, you know, they just twist their fingers. They just sit there and do nothing for close to 2 years, yep. Which allows us to be in this spot where, hey, we're still getting the 12-team playoff, but we're doing a year after that we really wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have an ACC commissioner that, you know, he didn't know it at the time, but he stood in the way of Florida State getting into this thing.
Well,
he stood in the way.
And while that's something that you can definitely look back on and say, wow, nice going, doofus. Like, while that's definitely something.
But
that,
we all knew that that was how this was going to go.
Well, but
we knew it
is,
was going to go. He was just delaying the inevitable for no reason.
With the precedents that the CFP has set in a four-team format, Bama should not have gotten in. They mixed it up last second, and that is just sickening, regardless of what Jim Phillips did or didn't do. Is he a moron? Quite possibly. But,
so,
wow, it just that cuts deep, man.
And why is would this not be the case today in Tallahassee where you know, we heard about this in the summer. There was the trustee meeting where they're all sitting there and they're all sitting and on Scoop or Skype or Zoom or whatever they're on. And they're saying, hey, we as SEC schools, we get paid $36 million less per year than the Big Ten and the SEC schools get. Well, today, why is the president of FSU not on the horn and not sending out an email to every single person that has ever donated a single cent to that university and saying, hey, here's what we need to get out of the ACC today?
Yeah, get out as soon as
because
possible.
Because, ACC was up until yesterday a Power 5 conference. I think the committee told you. It's like, hey, you're not a Power 5 conference. There's two.
Yeah.
And then there's everybody else. And I think that Florida State is squarely in the everybody else camp right now. Now, next year it won't matter probably, but as far as now, I mean, go get your $36 million extra a year because the ACC means nothing now.
Yeah. Go have room for error in the SEC. And anyone who wants to do everything right and still run a risk of getting jobbed, they can stay in the ACC, which clearly isn't a Power 5 conference anymore.
No, I'd be like, okay, what's the dollar amount?
Yep.
Who are the boosters? How do we get out of the conference today? That's what I'm doing if I'm in Tallahassee today and I have any say whatsoever in that football program and in that university.
That will happen soon. It will.
Text line 850-437-1620. You can let us know your thoughts there. 424, we'll take a quick break. Coming back with traffic, weather, your text, and national headlines. Busy Monday here on Pensacola right now.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Brand.
For a limited time only, buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect at adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
An affiliated insurance reminder that open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan. Get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Their agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the pricing. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Inc., BBA Florida Blue.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, a little bit past 4:25 here, so we're gonna get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. The main one right now in Pensacola is if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Kim Strand Road, expect some backups there. We've had that so far today, and it has not lessened in the slightest. Also, if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards Airport Boulevard, expect some backups there. And if you're traveling further north beyond Creighton Road, there's some further congestion. And the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox, expect some backups in that area as well.
All right. Thank you very much. 68 degrees currently, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 45, sunny tomorrow, 64 for a high, and 43 overnight tomorrow as well. We'll save national headlines for coming up in at 4:35. Couple of texts rolling in, 437-1620. I've seen this a couple times here, you know, both in local reaction and just kind of around the country, and people pointing to TCU a year ago as being kind of like the reason why the CFP should be the gatekeepers of such to ensure quality matchups. Well,
yeah,
TCU beat Michigan in the semifinal.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I can't use that. Well, as an example of why a team that has a third string quarterback or second string or whatever being kind of protected, we as a college football consumer being protected from a possibly terrible matchup. Well, you know, TCU beat Michigan. Yeah, it probably would have been a much better game if Michigan beat, you know, played Georgia, but didn't happen.
Well, and ESPN Bet gave, like, hypothetical spreads for Florida State against the playoff teams, and the largest one was, I think, to Michigan, 12.5 points. I think Kirk Herbstreit said something about the average margin of victory in the playoff era being 19.
Yeah. And I'm also not going to use the Orange Bowl between FSU and Georgia as like, the... Aha! See, yeah, Georgia won or FSU won. Hey, they should have gotten in.
Because it's not about them.
Any college football bowl game that is not a CFP game is a glorified exhibition. That's all it is. 4:30.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Israel's military ramping up the offensive in southern Gaza. Fox's Nate Foy has the latest from Israel.
The IDF again dropped leaflets and posted on X, warning civilians to evacuate 20 city blocks and move south. Many here did not, and the cost of Palestinian life is devastating yet again.
A supplemental funding bill for U.S. support of the wars in Israel and Ukraine could be held up in the Senate by Republican demands to address border security. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's time for Republicans to put up or shut up.
Immigration should be debated and addressed. But if Republicans want to raise the issue of immigration right now, the onus is on them to present us with bipartisan ideas.
The White House plan calls for over $100 billion in aid. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The stock market may be coming off five consecutive weekly gains, but the new week is off to a ho-hum start. The Dow Industrial slipped 41 points today, the S&P 500 fell 24, and the NASDAQ Composite gave back 119. Investors of Virgin Galactic weren't happy. In a weekend interview, the space tourism company's founder, Sir Richard Branson, essentially ruled out making any new investments in the company. Virgin Galactic has yet to turn a profit. It reported a deeper-than-expected quarterly loss last month, and it will likely need more cash in the future. Virgin Galactic's shares today plummeted more than 17.5%. It was a slow November at North America's movie theaters, with new releases including The Marvels, Wish, and a Hunger Games prequel all suffering tepid openings. Domestic theaters grossed about $554 million last month, a drop of 12% from November a year ago, and still more than $400 million shy of pre-pandemic levels. That's Your Money Now.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Northern Tool. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com. We're made for this. No wide receiver has ever won the NFL MVP. The award hasn't gone to a non-quarterback since 2012. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is on pace for 132 catches, 2,098 yards, and 17 touchdowns. If the MVP actually goes to the most valuable player, and not just the best QB, then Tyreek Hill should easily win it. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. Tonight, I love this matchup. Cincinnati-Jacksonville is a monster. Side and total, Cincinnati aims to maintain its impressive spread covering record of 56%, while Jacksonville, led by Trevor Lawrence at 4-1 against the spread record at night games, looks to make it a tight contest. Cincinnati-Jacksonville and hoops. Five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to go 5-0-3 on a recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want information? I've got it. Cincinnati, Jacksonville, and hoops. I love to go 5-0 with the season free. It's 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
This is a book that's in some of the schools in California. Florida, this is not consistent with our standards, called Gender Queer.
Two competing views of America.
There's one thing that we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis debated California Governor Gavin Newsom in the Great Red State versus Blue State debate. Heard here on News Radio 92.3. Follow all the twists and turns of the 2024 presidential race on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, a real bad one right now is if you are on North Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Lillian Highway. That is very severely congested. That will probably not lessen until further notice. So if you are in that area, you will unfortunately probably be held up for a while. On North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with Airport Boulevard, there is some backups there as well. And a little bit further north, we're dealing with some on North Davis, a little bit past Creighton. Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, is looking severely backed up as well. And if you're, I guess I jinxed it, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile, if you had just gotten off of I-10, expect some backups there because that is beginning to develop. Lastly, speaking of 9 Mile Road, we were dealing with some congestion traveling westbound there. While it is still present, it has seemingly died down.
All right, thank you very much. We do have a pair of tickets to give away. Also, yes. What are the details on that?
All right, so these are, as you said, Joe, a pair of tickets that we're giving away for Pensacola Little Theater. It's a ticket giveaway for Holiday Cabaret, which is going on from December 8th to December 17th. The theater will be in renovations, so we'll celebrate the holidays in a sing-easy style with great music, great drinks, and good times in the MC Blanchard Courtroom. It features a cast of all-stars to bring us holiday songs from Broadway and beyond, and there will be multiple nights with possibly revolving lineups for repeat enjoyment. The winner of this prize, I will say, and we will say this to the texter who wins, but you have to pick it up at the station. You must pick it up in person. And it has to be the winner who picks it up.
All right. Very good. Text line 850-437-1620. First texture to say Christmas cabaret. We'll get a pair.
And you must spell cabaret correctly.
That's right. Yes, we're very heavy sticklers about that in this area. Mm-hmm. All right, 438 here. A couple of things. Of course, we got Monday Night Football tonight, 7:15 on ESPN ABC. Jaguars hosting the Burrowless Cincinnati Bengals. That one, NBA doubleheader on TNT. Celtics Pacers at 6:30. Pelicans Kings at 9. And then, by the way, college football Heisman finalists are going to be revealed tonight. What do you think? Three getting the nod in there, maybe five. I can really only think of Daniels at LSU and then Penix and Bo Nix, I think, would be my three.
Yeah, those have been the three biggest names so far. Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, and Michael Penix Jr. Statistically, I don't know if you've followed how they've done this year, but Jaden Daniels, he's blown out of the water.
Yeah, statistical monster for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, health, business, and science notes today. Music streaming giant Spotify is announcing layoffs. CEO Daniel Elka announced that the company is letting go of 17% of its employees. In an email to staff, X says that Spotify had hired too many employees over 2020 and 2021, and they needed to take substantial action to right-size costs.
And the liability of the OxyContin maker and its role in the U.S. opioid crisis is being scrutinized by the Supreme Court. The High Court heard a challenge today from the Justice Department to last year's $6 billion settlement agreed by Purdue Pharma. The bankruptcy ruling by a New York court shielded the Sackler family, which controlled the company, from future litigation. Families of OxyContin victims say they deserve to sue the Sacklers.
Also, the deadline for Medicare open enrollment is this Thursday, December 7th.
Every year, these insurance companies that offer the drug coverage and that offer the Advantage plans, they change their prices and their benefits. If somebody does want to change something, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And the Medicare hotline is open 24/7, or you can go to Medicare.org. The general enrollment period for original Medicare is January 1st through March 31st each year, and you can apply during this time if you missed your first-time enrollment window, but you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty.
And stargazers might start spotting another object in the night sky, a tool bag that drifted away from astronauts during a spacewalk outside of the International Space Station is now slowly orbiting around the Earth. The bag is estimated to remain in orbit until spring to midsummer next year before it disintegrates above the Earth's surface. The astronomy news site EarthSky says that the bag can be seen with a pair of binoculars.
How is that?
I have no idea.
A bag can be seen from that far away with a pair of binoculars, man.
Space is pretty amazing, and I'm not saying that
sarcastically. I guess so, but no, I how? Like, how? What is the definition of this bag that you can see? Or is it just, I have so many questions about that.
Those have to be some, like, elite grade binoculars, because I don't know how you're making that out. Like, no. That's a bag. I don't know. I don't know how you're doing
it. Yeah,
that.
I don't know either. Pop culture notes here. A George Santos movie is in the works after the New Yorker's historic expulsion from Congress. HBO has bought the rights to a new book about the one-time Long Island congressman by former Newsday reporter Mark Chiasano. Mm. It's called The Fabulist, the lying, hustling, grifting, stealing, and very American legend of George Santos.
And for the second time this year, a concert film debuts on top of the weekend box office. Renaissance, a film by Beyonce, took in an estimated $21 million to join Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, in hitting number one in its opening week. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, finished second at $14 million. Joe, obviously you're going to read the next story. I'm going to actually have you take the next couple because I think we have a winner here on our text line.
All right. Taylor Swift and Barbie are on the short list for Time Magazine's 2023 Person of the Year. Others on the list include Hollywood strikers, Chinese President Xi Jinping, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, as well as prosecutors of former President Trump. Rounding out the list are Russian President Vladimir Putin, King Charles III, and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. When Austin gets done here, I would like to get his thoughts on who should be the Time Person of the Year on that one. Also, Oxford University Press, speaking of something that Austin would know a lot about, picking its word of the year, it's Riz.
Oh, yeah.
Riz was given the honor for 2023 with OUP saying in a release that it was chosen as an interesting example of how language can be formed, shaped, and shared within communities. Mm. Riz is defined as style, charm, or attractiveness, and has become popular online among younger generations. If you would like to know what photo shows up next to Riz in the dictionary, it's just Austin. That's it.
Yeah, that's me. Golly. Yeah, and also in pop culture notes here. Did you do the one about Barbie?
Just number 5. That's the last one.
Okay, awesome. Just wanted to make sure. The year's biggest movie is coming to the Max streaming service this month and will be available with a unique feature. Warner Bros. Announced that Barbie will be available to stream on Max starting December 15th. Also hitting the streaming service that day will be Barbie with ASL, featuring an American Sign Language performer.
I did want to get your thoughts, too, on who you think Time Magazine's Person of the Year should be.
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, I just don't know much about people. Maybe Taylor Swift.
Man. I like where your head's at.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, she's been obviously a pretty big deal. She's always a big deal. But, I mean, she's been a big deal with the NFL and stuff and the Travis Kelce thing. That's, like, been the number one, like, you know, media story, but also she's had that, like, she had like that hit movie, and the tour that she's on has been really a huge success.
I don't know the specific criteria here on this, but I feel like it's most impactful, and I think just as a society in the world, I mean, to me, the Federal Reserve Chairman with Jerome Powell, given that, you know, how much rates have gone up and how they keep putting the interest rates up. I mean, that's definitely impactful for us.
Yeah.
I don't know about Chinese president Sam Altman. I know he's been a big deal in tech headlines, but prosecutors of former Trump, that could be another one, because, you know, we've had
that's been a
former
one.
President facing, what, 4 indictments. So, yeah, that's definitely pretty impactful as well. 4:45 now at News Radio 92.3, getting an update here on our roads and weather. I think we did. I don't see the text now, but somebody had I believe it was 98. There was a text letting us know that there was something going on there. Let me see if I can find it while you go on.
All right. What I can see is if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that's going to give you some issues most likely. The same can be said about Brent Lane, where it turns into Beverly Parkway with the intersection at North Palafox. That's still experiencing some backups. Pine Forest Road, of course, it was going too well for too long. The congestion has started to build up going northbound towards 9 Mile Road there. A lot of the congestion that we were seeing on West 9 Mile Road itself, though, has luckily appeared to have died down some. But the other big one that we touched on pretty recently was the intersection of North Blue Angel Parkway and Lillian Highway, basically coming from all directions. Especially if you're traveling southbound on North Blue Angel, that is heavily backed up.
It was 98 in Dog Track and Bauer. That was the text there. So that's southwest. Yeah. So that's pretty heavy as well. So thank you, Texter, for that.
Yeah, that's pretty extensive.
Was there anything else?
No, I think that's
okay.
All of it.
All right. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Taking a look at some of our wacky headlines today, our Florida man story, and this one's interesting. I wonder if there isn't a financial motive here. Some guy in Florida is on a mission to collect 1 million copies of Titanic on VHS. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
He goes by JD. Right now, he's got a long way to go. He's got about 2,500 so far, but remember that Titanic was a double VHS, so that definitely takes up a lot of space. So can you imagine how much a million would?
I know.
He claims he already has the world's largest collection of the Titanic soundtrack on CD, and he is, there's no way he's going to be able to collect a million just by going to, thrift stores and Blockbusters, because those aren't a thing anymore. So he's asking people to donate their spare copies by mailing them to him.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. Well, here's what I think, though, because my initial thought was, well, he just wants to corner the market of VHS copies of Titanic, because, I mean, in the collectible space, VHS is especially ones that have been kind of kept in the shrink wrap. with the covers. You know, those have been kind of deemed a collectible, and depending on the volume or just things like that, the quality and the condition, some of these things can fetch for big bucks. But if we're just talking about like spare copies and people are just mailing them to them, they may not have like the actual original art box that came with it. It's just, hey, here's two VHS tapes that I'm sending you. But I don't know, maybe he just plans on just selling it off one day when there's a time in the world where nobody's like, hey, where did all the VHS copies of Titanic go? And he's going to be like, oh yeah, I've got a million of them and I'll sell them to you for $200 a piece. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing the long game there, yeah, I would assume. Sure. Kevin McAllister's grocery store trip in Home Alone cost $19.83, yeah, right, and it would be more than three times that now. A TikToker did all the hard work for us, calculating how much Kevin would need in 2023, and it comes out to about $68. The 10-item list includes Tide laundry detergent, dryer sheets, toilet paper, and a pack of plastic army men.
They say nice guys finish last. A candidate running for city council in a small Washington town lost by one vote because he didn't vote for himself. Damian Green lost to Ryan Roth, 247 to 246.
I didn't feel comfortable voting for myself. I thought it was kind of narcissistic, so I didn't.
We have no changes to the results.
Nice.
It looks like Mr. Roth unofficially is leading, and so it become official this afternoon at 4 o'clock during our canvassing board meeting.
Awesome.
And Ryan, for his part, said he also thought about not voting for himself, but his wife convinced him that he should. So congratulations to Ryan on that.
Yes.
4:50, we'll take our final break this hour, come back with some more wacky stories, some good news. Hour number one almost in the books here. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked quite a bit about the college football playoff and the injustice done by not including FSU in the Final Four. Also had a good conversation with Sheriff Bob Johnson about the inmate who recently died after an encounter with one of his deputies, corrections officers, and the ongoing investigation surrounding that, and the implications with Marcy's Law. And I attended my first snowball derby at Five Flags Speedway. It was amazing. We talked to Ryan Jenkins, our farmer in Jay, Florida. Find all of those interviews and segments at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. go to DAV.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When I'm with you, it feels like Christmas. I must have been good, cause baby, you're just what I wanted.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Almost done with our first hour here, but we're going to get one more look at the roads and weather. If you are traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 98, traveling westbound towards Bower Road, we are dealing with some very severe congestions there. And speaking of which, if you are heading towards the intersection of North Blue Angel Parkway and Lillian Highway, that is very backed up as well, especially if you're traveling southbound on North Blue Angel. We've got some very extensive congestion there. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, that is showing its usual congestion that we are so used to seeing at this hour. And on 9 Mile Road itself, if you're traveling westbound especially, we're going to be having some spurts of heavy traffic. Hopefully, though, it will not hold you up too long. And then Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that's also giving us some trouble. But again, nothing too severe. So if you're in that area, hopefully you will be on your way soon.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather forecast, meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
We have drier and much cooler weather as we go through the next couple of days. Tuesday, we're waking up in the 40s, and high temperatures will only get into the low to mid 60s, partly cloudy skies. And then Wednesday and Thursday, the chill really sets in. We'll see low temperatures in the 30s and 40s on Wednesday, Thursday, and highs will only be in the upper 50s. If you're looking for your next chance of rain, we're watching next weekend, Saturday into Sunday, a decent chance for rain coming up. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Right now we're down to 67 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, 45 for a low, mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures will be dipping, 64 the high tomorrow, and 58 on Wednesday. So that's a look at what's coming up. A few more wacky stories here. A couple in Kentucky upset after someone gunned down their inflatable Santa in their yard over the weekend. They were watching TV when they heard a bang. They looked outside, noticed that their giant Santa had fallen over. Footage from a surveillance camera shows a car turning around in their court, driving past the house and shooting the Santa. Nobody was hurt except for the inflatable Santa, of course. Fortunately, a neighbor helped them patch the bullet hole. So,
why would you do that? Just shooting an inflatable Santa?
Shooting the inflatable Santa.
Anyway, looking at good news here, how heartbreaking would this be? A guy in Raleigh, North Carolina named Joshua Allen bought a lottery ticket last month and missed the jackpot by one number. He matched 4 of 5, but that only gave him $250 to take home. But don't feel bad for him. A week later, he decided, what the heck, I'll buy another ticket. He matched all 5 numbers that time and won over $660,000. He took home $472,000 after taxes, and he is planning to pay off his student loans and buy a house with it.
That's very cool there. I can't imagine the range of emotions. Yeah. Also, good news. Hey, it was my birthday yesterday. Today, the oldest living land animal in the world celebrates a birthday. Jonathan the tortoise lives on an island in the South Atlantic and turned 191 years young today. His species has an average lifespan of 150 years, so he is doing quite well there.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday was okay yesterday. A lot of football watched. My daughter celebrated by throwing up all over me yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
I think she, you know, in the nursery, I think she was around a kid that had a little sniffles. Had a fever, and then my wife went to, we were sitting in a restaurant. She says, hey, I'm going to go wash her bottle and then her pacifier. So I'm sitting there. I'm holding her.
Okay.
Next thing I know, it's just, and it's just all over the front of my shirt. It's all over her her matching Jordans that I bought her, that I got her, that she wore with Daddy yesterday. So, yeah, she's got a little bit of a fever. So last night was a bit rough here, but starting to feel a little better. So okay. A very special birthday for me, obviously, you know, my first one with my little daughter. So
with that and Florida State, we just can't catch a break, can we, Joe?
I guess not. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. We'll see here how the Channel 3 signal is. It was a pretty bumpy ride there in the first couple of minutes. So we'll see what it sounds like here. And if it's still what it was first hour, we'll just come right back here. Obviously, you know, everybody wants to talk college football playoffs. So, you know, we'll spend a little bit of time there for Florida State fans if we have the extra time. If not, full rundown just like we usually do around here on Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.